Hello and welcome to the Wallops Island Report. I'm Robin and I am pleased to have back Dave and Jenny Miles. Dave is the electronics teacher at Parkside High School and also the lead robotics mentor. Jenny is a special ed teacher and the business mentor, and we are continuing our series on the first robotics competition, team number 338 at Parkside High School. Hey guys.
Hey, how are you?
Great. First of all, thank you for coming back in today. And
thanks for having us. It's great. Great comeback.
So I got to know, how are the kids doing?
They're doing great. They're a little tired, but they're doing great. They're pushing forward and trying to get ready for the competition.
Now, the competition begins April 3rd, correct?
Yes.
And it goes through the weekend?
It goes up into the 5th.
And this is the one in College Park, Maryland, at the University of Maryland.
Yep, at the Comcast Center.
Wow. Now, they were off school Wednesday due to, yet again, another snow day.
Oh, yes. Amazing, isn't it?
Snow is a four-letter word this year for education and robotics.
Yes.
I'm sure. Well, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about that, because we were talking right before we started the program, and they have so far missed 6 days.
Yes.
Yeah, whenever we only have 6 weeks total to build the robot, yeah, that's from conceptualization all the way to bagging the robot. Any day you miss it's incredibly bad for business, of getting our robot finished. So we missed 5 days during the actual 6 week build season, and now after we bag and tag, we still have a few weeks before competition.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we miss, we're working right now, we still miss a day in preparation, because there's a lot of stuff, strategies we have to work through right now and finish up a few loose ends. So it's been a difficult year, and not just for us, but for everybody, all the teams.
Right, absolutely. All the other teams in this area, in the Delmarva area. I do want to mention also that, a big thank you to NASA, because NASA does sponsor these teams.
Yes, very much so. Without their support, I don't know if we would have a team to go there. It's awesome.
Robin, we've been doing this for 5 years, and without NASA, Wallops Island, Amy, I got to throw one out for Amy Davis. She has been superb, with helping our team. We would not be able to continue without their support. And Amy, I know NASA helps, that's one of the things she does, is one of her side jobs is to help get the robotics going, not just with our team, but across the Eastern Shore. But she goes above and beyond. And all the folks down at NASA, we just have a whole new regard, just appreciation for how they've helped education.
And, I know, just talking about Amy for a minute, she is just, not only is that her job, but it is her passion. And she is, she's just, we cannot say enough good things about her. And again, the whole staff down there at NASA Wallops.
Right. Oh,
I can call her anytime. It doesn't matter. Day, night, weekends, holidays, she answers right up and, very happy to assist and help.
Very much so, yeah. We can call her any time of day. Any questions, even if we're frantic and just need a vent, she's there for us.
And luckily we have other NASA people who have helped us too. We've had Phil Eberspeaker, who his son was on our team for 2 years, 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And Phil actually runs the rocket program at Wallops Island. So he's been kind of my mentor over the last few years, because now he showed me the ropes of how to actually project manage. So now that his son graduated, of course he left, but he was such a good example to follow, to lay the groundwork of our team. And we also have another mentor on the team whose son is also on the robotics team. So it's really good.
Dave, that you bring up a really good point that I want to go back to at some point, is how do you even become a mentor and how to learn to be a mentor? Because, again, I got to go there to Parkside High School and see it firsthand. And as a person, a regular adult person walking in, it could be overwhelming.
Yes, very much so. John Fallon is our NASA rep this year, and he actually comes in and looks at us like, oh my gosh, what are you guys doing? but he was very happy to step in the footstep as a mentor. So we had grabbed him, and then we've had a programming mentor on the team for 3.5 years. His son came in halfway through his freshman year, James Colt. And it's pretty much been parents that we've been able to grab along the way. And we would just love to have any mentors that we can get business-wise, or any other.
Somebody that would be interested in doing this, what's the best way? Can they just call Parkside High School?
Yes.
And just ask for one of you to leave a message?
Most definitely. That, or they can email me at jmiles@wcboe.org.
Okay. And again, we're going to talk more about this in the future, but I do want to get back to the kids. How are they feeling?
At which moment?
With kids, it's like you take one step forward and two steps back. But I love each and every one of them. Right now, our task of doing the bumper seems to be a little overwhelming. They've come up with how to put it on, and we've changed a couple of things on it just to add some weight to the bumpers because they were a little light. Not that they did anything wrong, but they came up with this theory on their own, and now they're in there spray painting the bumpers, which is a little more detailed than what we thought we would get. So they're coming up with all these great ideas, and even though it's a tedious task, they're loving it. They're programming. There's some people in their programming now, some students. We're still working on some of the mechanical stuff, and hopefully we'll get driving soon.
Now, I do want to let our listeners know, when you say bag and tag, that's actually bagging the actual robot that is going to be used at the competition.
Yes. Yeah.
And that, so now what they had, and I remember seeing this when I did go for a visit, they have like a prototype. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, we have 6 weeks to build and bag and tag the competitive robot. But we've learned, you know, that, you know, whenever we build our regular robot that we're going to compete with, we'll go ahead and try to build a backup robot that doesn't have to go in the bag. And it's, you know, and then we could practice driving and do a few other things. But, you know, getting back to your question about how the kids feel, the older kids seem to be a little more stressed than the newer ones because they know what's ahead of them.
Right.
The new kids, they're still kind of nonchalant to come in joking around. So it'll hit them when we're at the competition. So, and then the next year, they will be the nervous ones. And, yeah, so it's like a cycle. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, our seniors will be like somewhat passing the torch off onto our new coming freshmen, and they'll actually be the ones panicking next year. Oh my gosh, I have to get all this done.
Well, I just, again, want to thank you for coming in, and we're going to be continuing to hear about this. Can't wait to hear about how the competition goes because it's next week that you're going. And we'll have you back, and we'll also be having some of the kids in.
Oh, great.
As well.
Thank you, Robin, so much for having us. This is a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, and good luck.
Right, thank you.
We have been speaking with Dave and Jenny Miles. Dave is the electronics teacher at Parkside High School here in Salisbury, Maryland, and the lead robotics mentor. His wife, Jenny, she's a special ed teacher at Parkside and the business mentor. I'm Robin. Have a wonderful day.